أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآل محمد أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن الصلاة ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in chapter number 4, verses 162 and 163, Say, surely my prayer and my sacrifice and my life and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. No associate has He, and this am I commanded. And I am the first of those who submit, in other words, from the Muslims. Human beings are in the final analysis what they actually believe and think. And as such, it would be accurate to say that my belief is who I actually am. Hence my identity is my belief. So as believing people, which is constantly how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Muslims, He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, we can accept that we are identified both by our Lord and amongst society at large as being Muslims. Now, a Muslim is an individual whose personality should be characterized by being an individual who is aware, constant and stable, no matter where he finds or she finds themselves, or whatever their environment is. He or she is someone who is known or can be described as being referred to as knowing what time it is, literally knowing what time it is. Because whether you're in India, Iran, Iraq, Kenya, Italy, England or LA, in fact in any part of the world, then you should have a character and a personality full of traits which represent that of the Holy Prophet and also of his household members. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon each and every one of them. A Muslim always knows what time it is because he's constantly required to know the times of prayer with regards to when he needs to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he needs to supplicate. So he's somebody who's constantly aware of what time of day it is. He knows sunrise and before sunrise. He knows midday and after midday. He knows the afternoon, sunset, the middle of the night. These are all times which constantly require him or her to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's also somebody that can, or she, that somebody can refer to as knowing or always knowing where they are. In other words, geographically, they're always attuned to the direction. Why? Again, because of the fact that they need to face the Qibla or the Kaaba again for their daily prayers. So they will know the direction in which they are on the face of this earth. So knowing where you are and knowing what time it is constantly makes you somebody who is aware. The fact that you pray regularly makes you constant. And also having this type of personality where you're constantly aware of the time and aware of the place that you're at makes you somebody who is also stable. Being a Muslim should be a natural, primary, distinctive means of identification. In other words, it shouldn't make any difference whether you're a Muslim in the East or in the West. If you truly follow the tenets and the personalities that have been sent for us to follow, then whether you're a Muslim in Iran or a Muslim in Indiana, you will have that same personality. Sometimes we get confused and we start saying, well, no, I'm only compatible, for example, with people from the West. if you're truly a Muslim, whichever part of the world you are, you should have the same personality, character and traits of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as the best for men and women to follow. So, in conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to us as Muslims. The society at large says to us that in essence what you think and what you believe is what you actually are. And if we believe and if we think we are Muslims, then we should have no problem with identifying ourselves as Muslims, irrespective of whichever part of the world we are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this beautiful verse which I started with, states that my prayer, surely my prayer, and that my sacrifice, and my life and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. No associate has He, and this am I commanded, and I am the first of those who submit from the Muslims. Wa akhiru da'wana, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.